Aloha. I'm Reverend Cindy Paulos, and today I'd like to talk about World Invocation Day and goodwill. And they do go hand in hand at the time of the full moon of June. This year, that's June 14th, 15th, depending on where you are in the world. But I think there's such a need right now for the spirit of goodwill in the world. Goodwill is such a compelling, motivating force for all of us. It actually can change the negative to the positive. It's like an alchemical force in that way. And if we're open to receive goodwill, then we can also share and transmit goodwill and be a part of that transformative flow that can help to change the world. It's also World Invocation Day. And there's great history behind World Invocation. I started saying the New Age World Prayer, which is partly what they started in 1952 on World Invocation Day. It's called the Great Invocation. It's used to invoke spiritual energies of light and love and purpose. That's including God's purpose for humanity, the divine plan, as it works out here in us as human beings, and how we respond to it, sometimes even unconsciously to the higher energies coming in. Now, during World Invocation Day, which is June 15th this year, people will gather around the world to say the World Invocation. I've been saying the Great Invocation every day of my life since I was at least 15. That's many, many years ago. And it's got an interesting history. In fact, Eleanor Roosevelt read the Great Invocation back in 1952. And she declared the Declaration of Human Rights at the United Nations. She was an amazing woman. And she recorded a brief message which included the Great Invocation. Now, that's an amazing start. Can you imagine the power of that at that time? She said, "We're living today in a troubled world." Well, aren't we now also living in a troubled world? She said, "In many parts of the world, people have a sense of discouragement as to whether they will ever solve their difficulties. And it seems to me that those of us who feel that a spiritual leadership is necessary in the world are looking for ways in which we can express what we feel." And then she said, "Someone sent me the other day an invocation. It's called the Great Invocation, and it seems to me to express the aspirations held by many people throughout the world." And then she read it. Now, that to me is quite an amazing foundation to work from. Now, this year, 2022, we're going through the similar thing. And it's still a day of prayer and focused spiritual contact when people of all faiths and spiritual paths join together to make an invocative appeal to divinity. To many people today, the world situation seems indeed the same way, dire. There's a variety of divisions and interlocking political, economic, social, and ideological crises that have come to light. And under that is the crisis of consciousness and the values that are propelling humanity towards a higher expression of its spiritual potential. The Great Invocation is a world prayer that's now translated into over 80 languages and dialects. It was first given to Alice Bailey, who started her books way back when. It was given to her in 1945 in a message for people of goodwill. And it was based on this, the truth of the existence of basic intelligence, to whom we vaguely give the name God. The truth that behind all other outer seeming and motivating powers of the universe is love. The truth that a great individuality called by Christians the Christ came to earth and embodied that love so that we could understand. The truth that both love and intelligence are effects of what is called the will of God. And finally, the self-evident truth that only through humans itself can the divine plan work out. Isn't that interesting? That it's through us, the reason that we're here, that it can work out. The Great Invocation was originally written like this. From the point of light, within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May the Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of light and love work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Now in time, with the changing consciousness of the verb, the words man, it's now been written so that it includes humanity and words that include both the female and the man. This was written a long time ago. But the power is there, and I have often reflected, as I say this every day, about how this connects us, how we have within us that light. That point of light is within us. That same point of light in you, in me, and in the mind of God. That same point of light that is in the stars and the planets and the cosmos is connected to us, and it's up to us to connect with that light within us and to live with that light within us and to be that light within us. There's times I've taken this great invocation and changed it some to say, I am a point of light within the mind of God. I am a point of love within the heart of God. And when you do that, you bring that living energy and own that light and love within yourself as you are a part of that. There's a lot of depth in these words and also certain values, certain ways that we as people learn how to develop cooperation with humanity, with our brothers and sisters, how we develop service principles, unselfishness, understanding, self-forgetfulness. And when we simply have that intention, the power of trying to live like that, and then doing the best we can with that, brings about goodwill. I wrote these affirmations of goodwill. I breathe in the breath of spirit, the essence of the presence that I am, and I find a way to live with goodwill today. I let goodwill fill my mind, my heart, and my emotions. I trust that with goodwill, I can find compassion and see the good can be my teacher. I find a way to live with more loving kindness and goodwill each day. I know God is within me, and that power and spirit that is in my heart and soul. I am a thought being expressed by God, and I hold that goodness of God within my mind and within my heart. I am very grateful that God is good all the time, and I hold that goodness there within me, and so it is. I wrote this poem about goodwill. Imagine a world where we all work as one, living together for the good of all. Yes, it's already begun. There are seeds that have been planted, and the blossoms have been seen. You can almost breathe in the fragrance of that brother and sisterhood of all who hold the dream. Imagine a world where we serve the positive energy of goodwill and peace, and we let that energy motivate us, and we use it every day when we see the good in others. We can see the good in all, and we can monitor our thoughts to block negativity's call. And when we set our intention to work with love and understanding and let kindness be our way, we find that goodwill is God's will, and with it, there are countless blessings that come to us every day. For as we bless others, we find what God really is. Imagine a world where goodwill's alive, where peace is at work, and with that we have that secret key, for goodwill holds the answer to bring us understanding and peace. Now let's take a moment to go into the heart of goodness there within you. Let's take a few wonderful, good breaths within ourselves, bringing that goodness in us to our awareness, breathing in goodness and breathing out and relaxing and releasing anything that is maybe a thought that is not of goodwill. Bring in that positive energy, that positive force, and let it fill your body and your mind, your heart and your soul. Allow this wonderful energy to fill you, letting that light of goodness go 6 feet above you, 6 feet below you, 6 feet out on either side of you, 6 feet in front of you, 6 feet behind you. You're in a field of positive, wonderful, healing light energy, white and gold, protecting you, giving you the strength. And now let's just scan our whole way of being. Let's scan our mind and allow that light of love and goodwill and positive energy to circle around our entire head area. Circling in that wonderful energy of light, that beautiful positive energy filling all of our head area, releasing any stress. Going into our throat area, breathing in that wonderful light energy into all of your throat chakra, letting it become beautifully balanced and full of creative energy, and allowing that wonderful energy to now come into your heart area. Feel your heart blossoming with goodwill. See that blossom just growing and just expanding and expanding till it fills the entire area that you are in. That's wonderful light fields now filled with the blossom of light. That blossom that holds that positive energy of goodwill. And you feel that energy feeding that love within your heart of hearts, that point of love within your heart that ties in and connects with that point of love within the heart of God. breathe that in and feel that same energy connecting you with all of those who are feeling their light and love and expanding their energy with love right now in this effort to bring more good light and love to the world. Join in with all of those who are sending their good energy forth to form a circle, a chalice of positive energy that completely surrounds the entire planet. Feel this wonderful portal of energy bringing us to a new dimension, a new opening to receive the blessings of the powerful highest teachers who are aiding in us bringing more of that light of goodwill to the world. And that love that is the ultimate answer into our life and our very being so it can spread throughout us to the world. Imagine the highest point, the halls of Shambhala, where the masters dwell in the hierarchy, send their energy forth. Imagine that pouring forth to the entire planet right now. Feel that energy changing and transforming all of the energies that might be filled with pain and sorrow or darkness and transforming it into a wonderful field of peace and light and love. You are part of the one who has decided to help bring more light and love to the world, to bring more healing to all the nations, to allow yourself to be a ambassador of goodwill, just as Eleanor Roosevelt was, to understand the principle that we all can work together for the unity of humanity and the divine destiny, to be a radiating center of light, that we can send that light out to the universe, to the great ones and beyond, that we can fulfill our purpose here as we turn our total will over to the higher will of all good, to serve goodwill, surrounded by that spirit of love that's radiating out to the world, the goodwill that helps each soul fulfill its life's destiny. Realize that goodwill is at the heart of all humankind. Feel that energy. What does it feel like to see that world experience of goodwill taking place? Can you feel yourself amplified by the goodness in you and the goodness in others too? And as we see the goodness in the God in others, we can allow ourselves to believe that the destiny of the world and goodwill can bring about the peace that's so needed, the understanding that goodwill is that energy that is here in you right now. Allow yourself to see that energy, to feel that energy that can transform us. And as we transform and ascend, so the world also reacts to that energy vibration. And we see about now the power of goodwill taking place in us and throughout the world. And slowly come back into your consciousness, feeling blessed with this love and with this light. And may the blessings of goodwill and goodness be alive within you always. Alive there in the truth that you are an agent of goodwill. You are someone who can hold forth your divine purpose in life and live to the fullest in the blessings of goodwill to all. God bless you always, and thank you so much for sharing in this power of light and love.